Now, paedophiles want the same right now as homosexuals. I knew that would happen because, I mean, that's obviously what they were going to do. Well, you gave it to them, you know, I mean, what's wrong with us? That's discrimination. And we really jump back at certain words now because we're trained to recoil at certain words. And discrimination is one of them. So it says that using the same tactics used by gay rights activists, paedophiles have begun to seek similar status, arguing the desire for children as a sexual orientation is no different than heterosexual or homosexuals. Critics of the homosexual lifestyle have long claimed that once it became acceptable to identify homosexuality as simply an alternative lifestyle or sexual orientation, logically nothing would be off limits. And gay advocates have taken offense at such a position, insisting this would never happen. However, psychiatrists are now beginning to advocate redefining paedophilia in the same way as homosexuality was redefined several years ago. Now, I went through the meetings that I've had with the various groups from the psychiatric associations and so on before. They have them every other year to try to legalize paedophilia. So I'll put this other article up tonight, and you can have a read through it, and you can actually see the progress they've made throughout the years. And eventually, as I've said, paedophilia will be gone from the dictionary because society is kaput now. Anyway, it's finished. I've watched it my whole life, the whole agenda going down the tubes. It's I mean, it's pretty bad when you have to go into the ex-Soviet Union to see what's been happening. I mean, they followed the whole Marxist concepts that we're now following and been taught in universities by the special, you know, specially planted and placed professors. As it says here, Europe's to destroy the traditional family and sexual identity. This is from Russia. Traditional words father and mother will be replaced with official terms parent one, parent two in Britain. They've also done away with BC, by the way, for dating things, because a particular group was thought it was discriminatory. They didn't like it. They were offended by it, and so they changed that as well. Same in Australia. It says the terms will be used in official documents. The authorities decide to make such a politically correct move to accommodate same-sex couples. Experts are sure, though, that the matter is not about the requirements of certain social groups. The decision is another step towards the destruction of traditional families. And that's true. You have to go through the planks of the Communist Manifesto for those who still care about why things are happening today and how they're related to the past. And you have to go into that to find out that pretty well they've completed all of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. In fact, Bezmenov, who came over from the KGB and defected, said that in the 80s. He says they were delighted and shocked to find out that their destabilization and destruction through liberalism, they called it, techniques through universities had taken off so well and had been accomplished in such a short time. The words father and mother will be removed from British passport applications before December 2011. This became an achievement of Stonewall Group, which defends the rights of sex minorities. The US State Department tried to do the same before, but was eventually decided not to remove the two words from US passport applications. The subject about novelties in the field of gender relations has been getting more and more popular recently. Not so long ago, Pravda Ru wrote about the kindergarten in Sweden, which became world famous after its administration decided to simply abolish the use of he and she pronouns. Last year, the European Parliament published a brochure which recommended not to use the words Mrs. and Miss, Mademoiselle, Senora and Senorita. From the point of view of the European Parliament, the use of such words was discriminating against women because it directly indicated their sexual identity. There's an awful lot of women actually like the words because they like their sexual identity. Believe it or not, there are women who actually like their sexual identity. One does not have to be an expert to realize that such novelties in various countries are not just in coincidence. It's a trend, the goal of which is to change the public perception of the role of the sexes in the society. This is Pavel Peventiev, the chairman of the Inter-Regional Public Organization for Family Rights, also shares this point of view. Indeed, this is a serious international trend. It started back in the 70s and the 80s as a powerful movement to defend the rights of sexual minorities. There were organizations that tried to defend even the rights of pedophiles who, as they believed, also had the rights of their own sexual preferences. The organizations publicly said that their goal was to destroy the family. Afterwards, under the pressure of public opinion, many activists decided to refuse from the openly sexual bias in their activities. They proceed towards the protection of human rights. This is how they approach children's rights today. They think that children must be protected from the despotism of their parents. from any form of traditional upbringing. That's to say, in order to accomplish that, one has to destroy the traditional family first, and to make the family become a form that enslaves and binds children, the expert said. That's a fact. It's been taught now in classes in sociology for those going into child care and child welfare and so on, that parents are bad. They contaminate the children with old-fashioned ideas. And, of course, Russell talked about that back in the 1930s because he'd experimented in ways to destroy all that. Strange that a British lord would do that, and it was given permission by the Queen of England, eh? And you think it's the far, far left that's just behind this? One group owns them both, actually. One group. In order to be more efficient, representatives of such movements began to cooperate with large international organizations such as the United Nations and the Council of Europe. This led to the creation of a small, albeit a very strong, lobby for the protection of the rights of sexual minorities on the international level, Pavel Perventiev said. The lobby intends to distort the perception of traditional family and modern society. As a result, European officials already try to avoid the use of the word family in top-level international documents. Unless you're talking about the family of nations and stuff like that, that's okay. Instead, they use family in all of its forms expression, which implies all forms of cohabitation. As a matter of fact, they deliberately erode and expand the notion of family. The family, as we know it, has virtually disappeared from the new term. The lobby prefers to move in small steps. At first, they say that one should not discriminate human beings on their gender rights and sexual orientation. It's hard to argue with this indeed. In Russia, there's no discrimination of real human rights on the base of sexual preference. At the same time, they create special, previously unseen rights and preferences for homosexuals on the international level. As a result, they attach special importance to sexual orientation, which distinguishes a person and makes them stand higher than others. In other words, they elevate minorities above all the rest, Pavel Perventiev said. So anyway, it says the words indicating the sexual identity of people gradually disappear from official speech and documents. If they abolish he, she, father, and mother, they will not be able to abolish the gender per se. However, it can be possible to undermine the traditional perception of gender. Another technique they're using, though, is they're actually going through the United Nations and through the rights of the child. And this is the latest attempt to get intergenerational or pedophilic sex going. And you find that the child, if a parent stops her child from having sex with that old geezer, you know, then the parent is actually interfering with the child's right to choose. That's a tech. This attack they're using now. You see. Anyway, the family is much more than a marital union of two people. It's a reproduction mechanism for the whole of society. You understand now? The government wants to be in the charge of everything that the family used to do itself. That's the whole idea of this world society. This planned, organized, expert-run society. They're taking place of the family unit and what was a real community. Not the artificial things the Soviet systems are putting up now, but a real community, because people didn't need social agencies to come in and help them out, or the sick folk who were just led out of hospital. The local folk look after them themselves. I remember that when I was small. That's what we used to do. So anyway, and this is a big step towards it too, is doing away with, you don't really call anybody anymore. I guess we'll have titles, and the new super Soviet will have titles, super titles and things like that. Awfully trendy, eh?